Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be all over the place. I mean, we are going to be all over the place. I was watching a video earlier today and regarding the autopsy that being done by a mortician, and he's pulling blood clots out of main arteries inside the body of a cadaver. And it seems like this has become a common thing. Blood clots. Well, isn't that what the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson were doing at the beginning? You remember that? At the very beginning, there was Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. They had to sell all this shit. They had to get rid of all these vaccines. So they got rid of those, and people were breaking out with blood clots. And I remember when we were doing the shows way back then, I had pictures of people with blotches of blood clots all over their skin, their legs, they were in wheelchairs. And now, after 2 years, autopsies are being done, and they're pulling this stuff out. And the guy says he couldn't get it all out. He must have pulled out about a foot. The video's on here. Now, I got to warn you, straight out, if you can't handle Canadian language, you may not be able to handle these pictures, because they are pretty graphic. They're pretty ugly. And this is what's going on. So those of you who have friends, you know, whatever, that are, you know, thinking about getting a jab, maybe you might want to show them these videos. Might want to show them a lot of things, but this is one of the things you can show them regarding that this is going on. See, the number one thing everybody's going to say, because I mean, I've been at this for so long with the nano and everything else. Well, how come it's not happening to everybody? See, that's a very interesting statement. It's not even a question, it's a statement. How come it's not happening to everybody? Because it is happening to everybody, but nobody's seeing it because it's not being exposed. You know, when we talked about nano and how nano was affecting people, the first thing everybody says, well, how come not everybody's feeling the effect? This is because you haven't been activated. You've all have this stuff in you. It's been inside you since you were young people. You know, some of you were born under a nano cloud. You've been absorbing this shit your whole life. You've been eating it. You've been drinking it. But you don't see the effect of it until you get activated. And then when you get activated, all hell breaks loose. So when we're looking at all the things that we're not seeing, all the things that are not being, you know, perpetrated or whatever, now more and more doctors and morticians are now coming out after the fact. But the thing was, this was all going on during. But the governments of your respective countries, no matter where you live, whether you're in Europe, Central Europe, East Bloc, Africa, you know, UK, Russia, China, the Chinese, oh, the wonderful Chinese government. The Chinese government loves the Chinese people about as much as the Canadian government loves Canadians. They're sacrificing 50 million people today. I saw on a feed. They got them locked down and they're starving. They're not bringing any supplies in. They're not bringing any medicines in. They just want these people to die. Apparently, the Wuhan bioweapon that was created in Wuhan isn't working like they thought. Imagine that. Imagine that. The Wuhan bioweapon, it is now not functioning the way it should have been. Now we're going to help it along. And by slaughtering these people in these gated communities or these blockaded communities, they're going to attribute this all to an outbreak. And in a way, it's true. It is true. It is an outbreak. It's an outbreak by the government of China killing their own people. Because they don't want to see what happened in the 50s when they did this before and people started cannibalizing each other. People that died, they started eating their flesh because there was no food. You know what, Canada? Don't think that can't happen here. Our fearless representative of the WEF in Ottawa would just as soon see you dead than alive. Doesn't care. Some of you may think I'm heartless what I say. I've been seeing what's going on, and I haven't forgotten. That's the problem with a lot of Canadians. They forget. They got the memory of a gnat. This all goes back to the Haviland issue that was in Quebec. Remember that? Remember how he removed one of his ministers, the Native woman, because she wouldn't go along in the corruption? She had to become an independent, probably fearing for her life because of what she knows. Remember the pipelines? You know, remember all the bullshit? Another, he got caught in a couple scandals, and yet, hasn't been touched. The WEF has a lot of power in this country. It's a cancer that's growing daily in Canada. And it needs to be surgically removed. And he's not representing Canada or Canadian interests, is he? Our resources in this country are already exploited by everybody and their mother. Now he's just going to hand it all over to the UN and to China. And he loves China. He's come right out and said he loves China. He loves the Communist Party. He loves the way they do things. He could turn the country on a dime. Because, you know, they have to follow the regime. I'm almost half expecting that there's going to be a major revolt in China. I'm almost half expecting that. To be put into a surrounding area because the Wuhan bioweapon didn't work correctly. Let's call it what it is, shall we? Let's not call it COVID anymore. Why are we calling COVID? Why are we capitulating to calling it something that it isn't? I mean, it's already been proven that Fauci headed over to Wuhan to create a gain of function. In other words, to design a bioweapon under a vaccination development to be used in a means of war. It's the Wuhan bioweapon. We should all start calling it that. The Wuhan bioweapon. Wuhan bioweapon. Ooh. See, the more we can drive home that the Chinese government has created a bioweapon and has released it on everybody with the help of all the governments in the world, America included. Trump warp-sped it, right? He warp-sped the whole damn thing. And then Canada also warp-sped it. I think Australia was also warp-speeding it. And maybe New Zealand with that thing you got there, another representative of the WEF. You know, that's the problem with the Commonwealth. The biggest problem we have in the Commonwealth is that the Commonwealth has a common problem. The leadership is all under the WEF. They don't support the Commonwealth. They don't support Australian government. Doesn't support Australia. The New Zealand government doesn't support New Zealand. South African government doesn't support South African. The Caribbean countries that are still under the British Commonwealth don't support them either. And we know damn well the Canadian government doesn't support Canadians. The American government, well, you got some fighters in America. I got to say there are some governments, governors there that are not taking any shit from the federal government. That's what it appears. And then also you got the motherland, the Mudoland. The government over there doesn't give a shit about the Brits over there either. And the same thing can be said throughout the world, really. You know, the respective countries, you know, some of the East Bloc countries are a little bit more ethical, have a little bit higher level of morality. But nonetheless, you don't really have a government or governors or statesmen that really give a shit about their own people. They're too busy kissing the World Economic Forum's ass. They all got a cut. They all got a buyout. Imagine selling out your own people. Now, I'm sure these men or women in power have probably been threatened. But this is when everybody should have band together and went after them. But instead, there's been nothing but pure capitulation. And expect this to get worse. Expect the mask. Okay, what was that? I was reading today or yesterday, New Zealand was going to open up traveling, but you still have to wear a mask on an airplane. Are you effing kidding me? Like, that's going to make a effing difference. You're sitting three in a seat, unless you're flying Qantas. They got like five in a row, some of their airplanes. You know, I mean, how is that going to stop anything? Imagine you got to fly all the way from New Zealand to Canada. That's almost a day to get here because you lose a lot of time transferring the timeline or the time date, whatever the hell it's called. Imagine sitting in an airplane for like 20 hours, 22 hours, flying with a mask on. Are you kidding me? Like, that sounds like so much fun. Wow, I think I'll do it twice. Let's get right on that flight to from New Zealand. Yeah, let's go. I want to wear a mask. Woohoo. Or Australia. Imagine wanting to fly from Canada to down under. Man, that's a trip. I done it. I've flown to New Zealand. I went to Wellington. Good place. Beautiful country. You know, beautiful people. But that's a long trip to be wearing a mask on. Like, I don't know where they come up with this shit. I don't know who the brainchild behind all this stuff is. But you can see that the governments who regulate these regulations do not give a shit about people. Because they know damn well, if you're wearing a mask for 12 hours, 12 straight hours, imagine the bacterial buildup in those masks, even if you change them. Imagine that. It would serve them well if nobody got on an airplane. Told them, F off, you know, when you take the mask off, I'll get back on the plane. And now all these people that have been injected with these injections and all that shedding going on. I've been saying this for a long time. That the problem we have is the fact that we have one bioweapon. We have four in North America. And each one of those bioweapons are shedding and interacting with the other components of the other injections. And they have created a pandemic. It hasn't come to full fruition yet. This is why they're starving out those people in Wuhan, or not Wuhan, in Shanghai, using a Wuhan bioweapon. You know, they are gung-ho, gung-ho. We're going to kill those Chinese if it kills us. That's the Chinese government saying it. We'll kill those people if it kills us. Lock them up. Don't let them out of their apartment. And the Chinese people are not stupid. They're not stupid. They know they're all gunned. They got no weapons or whatever. So what are they doing? They're bartering. Bartering Coca-Cola. You know, look, one of the best bartering tools you can have is pop, candy, chocolate, tobacco. Those are extreme. They'll be worth more than gold. All this bullshit about investing in gold, forget gold. Buy tobacco, buy chocolate, buy candy, buy cupcakes, donuts, you know, store them somewhere nice and cool so they don't spoil. So when the time comes, you can trade a donut for a chicken. You can trade a donut for a couple eggs. You can trade a donut for a couple potatoes. You know, a little candy for whatever, sausage, whatever. You want sweets? I got sweets. Yeah, what do you got? Chicken? Yeah. How about for a whole chicken? How much you want? A dozen donuts? Done. You know, these are things that you don't think about. But these are things that there are people that will buy Coke. If you got Coke and they got a chicken, they'll be glad. They're glad to give you that chicken for a can of Coke. Or a dozen eggs for a can of Coke. The one thing that we all are as a species on this planet, as a species of men and women, mankind, is that we're all nostalgic. We're all very nostalgic. We all have childhood memories and things that made us happy when we were children. There was chocolate bars I ate when I was a kid that I don't see anymore at all. But if I do go into an area, per se, that has that chocolate bar that I ate when I was a child, you know, my favorite chocolate bar growing up were two of them, actually. It was Peppermint Patty, when it was really just peppermint cream, which was sugar and chocolate. Chunky, I don't know if any of you remember Chunky. Chunky was a square, looked like a square 1-inch thick chocolate, man. You just about broke your jaw breaking the thing open. Filled with nuts and raisins. And another chocolate bar was called Powerhouse, which I have not seen in a long, 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 long time. But, you know, if you happen to drive into a state or a city or a town and you see it there, right? And the other one I used to like too was something called Biddle Honey. Biddle Honey was actually the first protein bar. I said this before. It was the first protein candy ever made. They used whey, egg, and peanut, and sugar. They had some sugar in it. And it made like this taffy. But that was actually a pure protein candy. It was one of the healthiest ones they had at the day. Today it's made with soy and some other shit, but the original didn't have soy. Anyway, the point is, if I see something like that, brings back a memory. I'll go and sometimes if I see the Biddle Honey, for instance, I see it's still the old formula, I will buy it and again go through it. And again, this is something I'm going to do all the time, but I'll grab it. And that's how most of us are. When we're growing up, we all had a bottle. Remember the little, eight or 10 ounce bottle of Coca-Cola? Remember those little bottles? Hard as hell. You know, there was this real hard glass before they got into all this plastic and stupid shit. Now, if you see that, you know, people will trade, oh, you got one of those? I'll give you two chickens for that. You know, that kind of thing. It's where we're at today. It's how we are, you know, with the being nostalgic. And you have to recognize that this will go on even if things get bad, you know. If you got some kind of paraphernalia, even, it might be barterable. But that's what they're doing in China. They're bartering. They're bartering for whatever, you know, whatever they need, they're bartering. And they are trying to make the best of what they have. You know, they're bartering for garlic and leeks and potato and stuff like that. And the person's got Coke, the other one's got cigarettes. Cigarettes is another biggie. Another biggie. We are dealing with this, you know, these nefarious aliens, nefarious demons, nefarious entities, these nefarious darkness, and you have to start looking at how we are going to work together, because they are not going to stop until you're dead. Whether you take the jab or you don't take the jab, whether you do, whether you don't, they're going to kill you. They're going to try their damnedest to kill you. See, back in the day when the government did this, there used to be an revolution or an upheaval. People would march into the Capitol, fight the military, wipe out the military. And this is the other thing that gets me, you know, the military. The military was supposed to have been brainwashed to protect the inhabitants and the citizens of the country against foreign or domestic violence that may take over the country, not to make war against its own citizens. That makes no sense to me. Now, what happens in these situations is they're bringing UN peacekeeping soldiers, dress them up like military or like the police or like the Mounties or whatever, bring them over, and so that they will crack the heads that the police here may not do. That's the case. And if you see an officer of the law that is acting in a very hostile and violent way, then that person may not actually be a Canadian per se. He or she may be a UN peacekeeper dressed in the uniform. I mean, after all, the head of the WEF in Canada would allow such a thing. And again, this is something that we all need to pay attention to. They're not, like I said, they have for the longest time done things in this country for the last 2 years. And they're not going to want to surrender their power. But you know what I find too? This is another interesting thing. I'm watching today in Florida. Florida got rid of the mask altogether. Even for traveling, the traveling ban for wearing a mask on the plane, that's gone too, in Florida. You know what I noticed the difference between the Canadian premiers, these ballless wonders, you know, they've been castrated. All they're good for is just, you know, the ankle-grabbing position. That's the cleanest way I can put it. And you look at them here, and how they're so willing to go along with the status quo. And you look at the governors down in America that are fighting the federal guidelines and the regulations, and they're getting rid of all the shit Now you can fly in an airplane in America and don't have to worry about wearing a mask. But in, oh, Canada. Betrayed by our parliamentarians. Are still propagating and perpetrating this bullshit. How much money did the WEF give the representatives of the WEF in Canada? How much money did they give them to sacrifice Canadians? This is a sacrifice. I hope you all realize this. I hope you all realize that Canada is being sacrificed. How else can you define this? This country is being sacrificed. Think about it. Think about it. How many people are dying every day in this country that's not being recorded or has been maligned to be something other than the truth? How many in this country have been debilitated beyond any hope of reversal of their genetic code and are suffering immeasurably and not being exposed or televised? The media is doing a fine job of suppressing the truth. How is it that we have to in Canada hear about what's going on in this country through a media in the United States? How is it that all 1,600 networks in this country doesn't see anything? You got a few independents out there talking? And yet, if we want to know what's going on in Canada, I have to watch the American news to see what the WEF representative is going to do next to screw this country? Imagine that. Imagine that. Give me a second here. I want to show you how Canadians feel about the representative of the WEF. Give me a second here. I think you'll find this very, very refreshing. Whoop. I got to start this over here. Give me a second. All right. This is for those of you who do not live in Canada, this is how Canadians in the Nova Scotia area, in the Eastern Seaboard, feel about the representative of the WEF. Let me play this for you. Now, I must warn you, these people are speaking fluent Canadian. I don't want you to get upset because I didn't warn you. Now, if you can't handle fluent Canadian, I think you should go find a foo-foo channel for about 30 seconds, and then come back if you want to. But this is how Canadians feel. They are very expressive about their feelings here. Hold on, so that we know how Canadians feel about the representative of the WEF.
Fuck you, you piece of shit! Fuck you! Fuck you, you cocksucker! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Fuck you!
Fucking pussies!
What?
Go! Get out of our town! Away!
Motherfucker!
That's how. It's kind of expressive, I have to say. Speaking very fluent Canadian, expressing what they thought about the head of the WEF in Canada. And it's good. It's really good to see this. Now, some of you might think it's crude and blah, blah, blah. You may have some sort of political correct bullshit. But this is what we need more of. Unfortunately, And again, I think it's surfacing. I think what's happening is it's surfacing. Even the people that are wearing these masks and have got these jabs are beginning to realize that they've been had. A lot of them are actually communicating with me in regarding to, you know, what can be done. Unfortunately, I have to tell them nothing. At this point, you have to just, you know, wait until something happens, something really happens. The biggest question I keep getting all the time is, what happens if I hook up with a partner that's been jabbed? Or if somebody hooks up with me and they've been jabbed? My best suggestion to anybody today is, if you're a woman, keep your legs crossed. Period. If you're a guy, keep the tiger in the tank. You know, unless you know for sure what you're getting involved with, because as I stated in the last show, they've inserted 4 HIV proteins if you've had 3 shots, that now you got to be tested for an HIV test because the government of Canada liked you that much to allow you to be violated with a bioweapon. If you've had 2 shots, now your immunity has to have help because it no longer is functioning. You have to now keep on continuing taking things because your immune system is gone, pretty much. The third shot was there to make sure that because you're immune compromised with the second shot, the third shot was designed to take you out. Now, either way, one shot, 2 shot, 3 shot, whatever. It's a good idea to abstain from somebody who has been infected. Good idea. Don't think of these vaccines. I shouldn't say vaccines, sorry. Think of these injections as a VTD. Vaccine transmitted diseases. That's what they are. These are injectable transmitted diseases. I think I like that better. ITD. They're an ITD. Injected transmittable diseases. Because this is exactly what they're doing. They've injected you with a bioweapon. You are shedding this bioweapon. And now your body is mass producing and replicating and assembling a whole variety of different biology. And now the design was to take out married couples, especially young married couples. Everything was designed to stop reproduction, to stop any more birthing, and stop any more to stop any kind of propagation. And now we have chickens being hit with some kind of bird flu, H5N whatever. See, you can't take the media on any level of any kind of seriousness on any level because A, they lie. They're not telling you the truth. It's like you getting sucker punched by somebody and they apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to hit you. And they pop you again. I'm really sorry about that. And pow, hit you again. That's what they've been doing. They're sacrificing Canada. Canada now is on the sacrificial altar, you know, because the head of the WEF has just put us in that position. We don't have any premiers in this country that has any balls to stand up for the people of Canada. Not one will do the right thing. It's going to be up to the people to make a change in this country because the government we have doesn't exist. It never did. The thing is, now we are beginning to see what we really have been assuming all this time. It's been the assumption that we've had good government. We don't. What we have had is something that has been placating to us, an idea or an ideology in regarding to us having a government. We don't. The reason why we have had what we've had in the idea of rule of law is because people here have sustained and maintained a certain level of civility here. The only time Canada's really ever had a problem with anything is when governments decided to raise taxes for no reason, to make their pockets deeper, or to interfere in the affairs of Canadians when they didn't need to. This country has been splintered because of Confederation. This country has been devastated because of Confederation. We have Quebec on one side, Alberta on the other side, and everybody in between. They have kept it fragmented. They have not worked in any way, shape, or form to unite this country at all, have they? And in fact, they made the country more vulnerable by doing so, because now the resources of this country are being expedited outside the country. How much is China buying up right now? How much? How much will India be buying up? How much does France own? How much does Germany own? How much does America own? How much do Canadians own? Probably not a lot. And it's getting smaller by the day. As I stated, the WEF will take over whatever's left between the WEF and China. That's who's going to own Canada. Imagine that. Imagine how many of you have children. How many of you today have children? What are they going to grow up to being? Are they going to be speaking Mandarin? Are they going to be speaking French? Are they going to be speaking English? What are they going to be speaking? We don't know. How are they going to grow up? Are they going to grow up with values that, you know, we've had? You know, biblical values that we've had? Or are they going to grow up under the ideologies of the government? We know how well that works. Remember World War II? When Hitler had those kids, that kid army that he was raising up? How well did that work? Yeah, we got to start looking at this big long haul and short haul. You know, I mean, Did you want to be called Chinata? Chinata or Chinate or Chinata? Chinata. I'm from Chinata. Here's my bowl of rice and my chopstick. Ooh. They told me I would have nothing and I'd be happy. Ooh. You're happy? No, I just, you know, I'm doing cannabis and all kinds of drugs so I can feel the numbness. I'm having nothing. We're on the chopping block. We are being sacrificed. Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside? Think about that. Think about that. Warm and fuzzy. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to give you another thing to listen to. This is Mild Herbs from the United States. They don't speak Canadian there. Unless you're from New York, then you speak New Yorker. But anyway, I'm going to let you listen to this fellow here. Those of you who still believe that the vaccines are doing such a wonderful job, let me play this real quick. Hold on. Here we go.
My name is Bob Snow. I'm a captain. I've been a captain for a number of years. My total service with the company is over 31 years. On November 7th, I was mandated to receive a vaccine. Quite literally, I was told if I did not receive the vaccination, I would be fired. This was from our director of flight. So, under duress, I received the vaccine. Now, just a few days ago, after landing in Dallas, 6 minutes after we landed, I passed out. I coded. I required 3 shocks. I needed to be intubated. I'm now in the ICU in Dallas. This is what the vaccine has done for me. I will probably never fly again, based upon the criteria that the FAA establishes for pilots. I was hoping to teach my daughter to fly. She wants to be a pilot. That will probably never happen. All courtesy of the vaccine. This is unacceptable, and I am one of the victims. You can see that this is the actual result of the vaccine for some of us. Mandatory, no questions asked, get the shot or you're fired. This is not the American way.
Now, you have to look at this a little bit. The link is going to be in there tonight as well. You have to look at this really correctly. This guy survived and he wasn't supposed to. See, the forced mandatory vaccine was basically a suicide chamber. It's one of those old Star Trek movies from way back in the 60s. Where the spaceship, Star Trek, the Enterprise flew into this zone between these two planets, and they had been waging a war with computers, with AI, for centuries. And what happened was, when the spaceship got into the range, they became part of when they orbited the planet, they became a target, and they were hit. So by their laws, they had to tell their people to beam down and walk into the suicide chambers. Now, the way it worked was each planet would volley an assault and attack. And they made war clean, just like we're doing today. We were making war very clean. No blood, no destruction of cities or communities, no wiping out of continents or countries. Very clean. Now, we just watch it on television. We get to be entertained by a war in Ukraine, if that's really a war going on, and not some bullshit stage horseshit. And now, to wage war with another country, you don't need bombs or missiles. Those are for cleaning up afterwards. What you need today is a good AI network or good hackers to hack each other's systems, to spy on each other, to hit banks, and to target everybody electronically or technically. That's how you wage war today. This guy gets a hit, this guy gets a hit. You know, today we robbed Iran from all its money. Tomorrow China robbed America. The next day Canada robbed China. The next day Russia robbed Canada. This is how it's done today. It's very nice and polite and neat. No mess. You don't have to destroy anything. You don't have to spend a fortune rebuilding everything. So that's what happened there. So they had to walk into a suicide chamber. When their area got hit, they'd get a number. They'd get tracked. Tracking identification stuff. They'd have to go to a chamber closest to them, walk in. And when they died, their chip would go dead. It would register on their AI saying this person has been terminated. Well, this is what this was. Same thing. You were forced to get a jab. If you didn't get that freaking jab, you couldn't go to work. That's the biggest thing I heard. I took the jab or else I wouldn't be able to go to work. If everybody said, Chuck, you Farley, we're not going in until you change your mind, they would have caved. Imagine if Chrysler, all the workers had the balls to say no to the injection. Imagine if that had happened. Chrysler would have lost their ass badly. Badly. They would have had to change their policies. Imagine if Costco, they did that whole masking thing. I remember, like I said, I walked in. She says, well, sir, as of tomorrow. And I kept telling her, no, tomorrow. I'm not here tomorrow. I'm getting my shit today. I'm not coming back. I told her that. You can shove your mask up your ass. And I just walked in. Because at that time, they wouldn't accept any exemptions. So I boycotted them, you know. A lot of people kept going to them, but I boycotted them. Why would I give them my money for them to screw me over? And they have sent me many emails. Oh, will you please come back? We miss you. They don't miss me. They miss the money I'd left behind. So like I said, this is what this is all about. So when you see a guy saying, you know, and especially a pilot or any athlete that's been dropping dead from these damn shots, when you see him saying that they have survived, they had to get this, that they're living, they're no longer able to have a job now, even though they had to take the jab to get the job, and they're not going to get compensated, the airline should be paying that guy the rest of his life because they forced him to take that jab in order to keep his job. Never happened. Never happened. And the drug companies today, if they had to be litigated against and lawsuits, they would have went broke. That's how many people they've been injured, and that's how many people that have died. They're saying globally there's been like something like 6 million people died from these shots. That's so underreported. Total bullshit. Numbers are way higher than that. The biggest problem that most people have is when they watch the fake news, NBC, CBC, CBS, ABC, CBC, when you watch the fake news, they've got a platform there to intrigue you and to make it look like they are an authority on what's going on. It's like the TV show, The Network. And he had an audience there all the time, and he would talk to the audience. But the thing is, they're just giving you fluff. They're giving you fantasy. They're giving you principles. You know, they're giving you not the truth, but a truism. Just enough there to make it realistically sound. They're not telling you anything. They're not, and nothing's changing. You ever hear once that the news is saying that, oh, today they found a cure for cancer? No, never. Oh, today this region had 1,000,000,000 people died of cancer. Oh, the deadly disease. Oh, you need to wear a mask, take a shot, and you need to put on hand sanitizers and 6 feet, 20 feet away, and oh, you're going to die. Not once you see on the media anything there indicating any kind of solution. It's always dreary doom and gloom. They're not the authority on the truth. At best, they're not even an authority. They're very well paid actors that read a script to convince you and the general audience that what they're telling you is true. And yet, none of it is. Most of it's fake. A lot of it's conjecture. A lot of it's just made up speculation that they're selling you on an idea to make you believe that there's a boogeyman out there that never existed. To make you believe that you need to get a shot for something that's never been identified. They make you believe that you don't need one injection, you need four of them. And then they make you believe that nothing has gone wrong because they're not reporting the truth. That's how it is. That's the way it is. And the biggest problem here with all of that is that people actually believe the bullshit. That's the problem. They've taken away the capacity to have critical thinking when it comes to the media. Critical thinking when it comes to the politicians. Not one of these politicians give a shit about us here in Canada. All they care about is a lobbying group that's going to come over there and grease their palm so that they can represent their interests so that by the time they leave Parliament, they're millionaires, all of them. And on top of that, they're collecting a pension for the rest of their lives that we are paying for. It's all blood money. Canadian blood. That's what it is. That's how you have to understand what's going on today. Why does your child have to wear a mask to go to school? That makes absolutely no sense. There is absolutely no scientific fact on any basis that your child is in any danger whatsoever. They got so many mothers convinced now that their child is going to be in some kind of danger. I got news for you. The best thing that your children could have is to be exposed to everybody else in that classroom. Then they will all develop a herd immunity. They'll get sick, this is true. But that's part of growing up. I assure you, when you grew up, you got sick as well. Especially if you didn't have enough to eat, or didn't have enough to drink, or you were poor. That happened. But you getting sick, you're still here, aren't you? You made it, didn't you? Because you developed herd immunity because everybody in the classroom that would have gotten sick with a cold or a flu, you got it. Everyone got it. By the time everyone was over it, they were done. See, this is where I'm saying that the majority of the stuff that we're hearing today is such bullshit. It's not even funny. Not even funny. You know. Now, I was watching something today on Fox News. Not Fox News, on Carlson. Tucker Carlson. And they got a Satanist group moving into a community there. I forget where it was at. The link's there. And the Satanists were saying that they had just as right to being there as anybody else, and they were advocating for people. They were advocating for an invitation for people to come check them out. Well, anyway, that got interesting. Then I thought, well, hey, are people actually inviting Satan to their towns and schools? Is he welcome in your area? Now, it may sound like a funny question, but are you going to invite the devil into your town? That's what this point boils down to. All this biological shit that we're dealing with, all the satanic stuff that we're dealing with, it's all a type of alchemy. And this alchemy has a chimera gene in it designed to alter people from people to some kind of mutation, an aberration of what they are. A corrupting of creation is what they are all about. This is as satanic as it gets. And now, are you willing to invite them into your community so they can misguide you, mislead you, and put you under some form of hypnosis to get you to take the chimera genetic changeover or gene editing program? Imagine that. Or are you ready to become a synthetic biology integrate? In other words, we're going to take your biology and add technology to you. Are you willing to do that? That too is demonic. You know, and the more you read about viruses, the more I wonder if, in fact, that the highest level what's the term? Evolution for the dark ones is to become a virus. Sounds a little odd, doesn't it? But think about this for a minute. Now think for one second. You got something that's evil to no end, destructive to no end, and yet as they keep on evolving, they become more and more evil. So what is the most refined, sophisticated and efficient way to perpetrate an evil by going viral. Isn't it what the Queen's husband said, that when he died, he would want to come back as a virus? Or is that what Bill Gates said? Bill Gates said it. I think he did too. Both of them said it. They'd want to come back as a virus because that is the ultimate evolution for anything as evil as these people are. Because all they would do is kill and destroy. So I thought about that, you know. And viruses, and how viruses work. And how viruses are also, now when you read this about virus swapping fifth DNA, this goes along with what I was telling you about the other day with the HGT, the horizontal gene transfer. See, there's a lot about these vaccines that we're now I'm getting an understanding through, again, genetics and the studying I'm doing on genetics. And how we can horizontally transfer genetics person to person. And how if once the stuff gets inside of you, how the virus swaps DNA and actually alters one adenine to a hydrogen bond. And now they're selling hydrogen. Let's just help that right along, shall we? Hit you with a 6G to activate a biochemical reaction with your genetic code. Like I said, the more you look at this stuff and the deeper you dig and the more you can put together different things and different profiles, the more you begin to see the level of evil this is. It's incredible. Anyway, these links will be on here for all of you to check out. Follow the dots. Follow the dots, you know. Follow the dots. When you start seeing injection mandatory, biowarfare, altering genetic code, so forth and so on, you begin to realize, if you do a little digging, you can see the mechanism of how they're doing it. You can understand the ebb and flow of genetics. Once they're inside, how they act, how they can interact with your genetic code, the DNA, how the programming can get initiated and then embed, how these new operating systems can self-assemble, self-replicate, and self-repair themselves. So you begin to see a lot of these things as you find more and more research about this kind of stuff. And it'll take you, initially when you do look into some of this stuff, you may find that it may be at first hard to swallow. But when you start making correlations to what you're being exposed to in your environment, this stuff starts making it easier and easier and easier. Well, I also forgot to mention earlier that Denver also was removing the bans. See, again, these are just two governors that they just mentioned. Now, there's probably a lot more, but where... Have anybody here heard anything in Ontario with Ford that he was going to do away with everything? No mask. You don't have to wear. You don't have to have a mask to go on a plane. That means if I want to go on an airplane now, I'm going to have to go into the United States to catch an airplane anywhere I want to go back into Canada without wearing a mask. The stupidity knows no level, I'll tell you. Ooh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I put on here tonight something off my webpage. I haven't put it up there for a while. It's about grapefruit seed extract. I think you guys might want to read it. Everybody's looking at buying all these high-end supplements that really do nothing except take your money. This is an oldie but a goodie. If you do any real research on it, you may find it has been used even for treating people with sexually transmitted diseases that were incurable. So, something for you guys to read and look at. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind it down. I think I got everything, or just about everything. Hold on. Oh, I forgot about this. The government is not forthcoming about real acts of the power grab they're working on. They refuse to publish vaccinated suffering AIDS. Imagine that. The medical field is saying that if you've taken three shots, you may have to get checked up for HIV, but the government is not going to say anything. You know why? Because they'd lose their shirt. They might actually have a revolution on their hands. Imagine if everybody in Canada took those jabs, realized that on the third jab they gave you HIV on purpose. What would happen here in this country? What would happen to Queen's Park? What would happen to Parliament Hill? What would happen? What would happen to Kinney in Alberta? What would happen? What happened to the Premier of Quebec? What would happen there? It would get interesting, to say the least. To say the least. Imagine that. Pumping in HIV and the government's not acknowledging it. Well, I guess, not every day it's to go up to your general population. Well, we're your government and we actually screwed you over really bad. We gave you not one, not two, not three, but four HIV proteins injected directly into your DNA. So it's unrecoverable. You can never get your DNA back. We have screwed you and mutated you. We turned you into a walking, talking pandemic. This is why I'm saying, I said earlier, if you know somebody that's got three jabs, seriously, if you're a woman, don't be spreading your wings. And if you're a guy, keep the rocket in your sprocket. You don't need to go where everyone's gone before. It's just not something that you need to do. It's imperative that you understand they are meaning business. They are trying to stop any kind of reproduction. And what is here now, they want to get rid of. We all saw that young kid in Shanghai. They put a kid with his hazmat suit on. The frickin' thing was three times bigger than him. He's dragging everything all over the place. He's totally confused. This is the government of China spreading their Wuhan bioweapon or their Wuhan propaganda. Starving their own people. Are you ready for that in Canada? Are you ready for that in America? They just set something on fire, a food warehouse. It's on the link here. I forget where it's at. But they set it on fire. But we're busy watching the effing Ukraine. And like I said, I could give a shit about the Ukraine right now. I could care less. That's something that they're playing with over there. The superpowers are all monkeying around with. This is about reshuffling the deck. That's all it is. We need to take care of our own country. We need to start thinking in terms of, they want to have a war. Let them work it out. If they get to that point, and what's going to happen too? Europe is going to rebuild the Ukraine, indicating that the Ukraine is going to be part of NATO. That's where this has already been planned. This is what. Why would Europe pay for all the damages? So Europe is going to pay for the damages of the Ukraine, which means that they're going to be assimilated into NATO. And that means somewhere along the line, Russia is going to be taken out. That's what that tells me. Now, do I really care about all that at this point? I'll tell you what I really care about. I really care about keeping Canada free. I worry about getting the WEF out of this country. I worry about removing that cancer with a surgical knife. I worry about lobbying groups keep coming in here to take further diminish the country and diminish the influence Canadians have on this country. That's what I'm concerned about. I could care less about Ukraine. I don't have anything against Ukrainian people. I've got nothing against Russians either. I just think that we have our own problems to take care of here in this country. We need to take care of them. Instead of being distracted with something that's going on the other side of the world, which we're not even getting the truth on most of it. And we need to square this shit away that we've got going on here. That's my thoughts. All right, I'm going to let it go. I always say at the end of these shows, go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus had to say. Go see what Jesus did. Go look and see how he talked with the working class. Look how he talked to the religious class. Big difference. Saw that people were being manipulated by the government of the day. Sanhedrin of the day, or what they call the Knesset today. Saw that the theocracy that was running the country then was running it into the ground, just like today. No different. And he used to give them shit for it, for what they were doing. So anyway, go read the Gospels. Go read the letters. Go read how the church evolved and its growth pains that it had. Read Revelations. That's the playbook. You need to understand the playbook. See where we're at in the play. So by all means, read. And don't let anybody influence your reading. You read it for you. Start there. On the top of the page, I always got people there. There's all kinds of people there that are trying to help everybody out. Again, if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. If you've lost your job, you've lost your ability to sustain yourself because of the fabrication of this wonderful scam that the WEF has created. Help yourself. Help your families get back on your feet. Yeah, I got to encourage you to do this. You know, you probably don't need any encouragement. Start a business. Start an enterprise. Don't sell yourself short. There's many ways you can do business, many ways to start a business today that weren't available 20, 30 years ago, but today you can do it. Get back on your feet. And if you can, share the information with everybody you know. Share. Alrighty. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care. Oh, wait, I forgot. Sorry. But we're still here by the grace of God. I got distracted for 1 second. We're still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Sorry about that. Take care.